Ortiz, CBO report should spike $15 minimum wage legislation. By Breitbart News on July 12, 2019. Alfredo Ortiz of Job Creators Network writes at The Hill that, based on a CBO report, the proposed raising of the federal minimum wage to $15 would cost up to 3.7 million jobs and seriously weaken the first rung of the career ladder. Rather, he suggests, legislators should work on ways to match low-wage workers with the millions of available jobs that pay middle-class wages. Just in time for next week's potential House of Representatives vote on the Raise the Wage Act, which would increase the federal minimum wage to $15, the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office is out with a damning new report on the bill's consequences. Congress's official budget scorekeeper estimates that a $15 minimum wage would cost up to 3.7 million jobs, with median job loss expected at 1.3 million. About 7% of the nation's entry-level workers and 1% of the overall workforce. Armed with this new information, legislators should scrap their job-killing minimum wage plans and refocus their workforce efforts on finding out how to match low-wage workers with the millions of available jobs that pay middle-class wages. Call it a fight for $50, as in a fight for careers that pay $50,000 or more. Read the rest of the article here.